Radio MD.com.
Decade after decade, he informs, educates, and spreads the word on good health. It's time for the Power of Health. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Today's devastating effects of the standard American diet are pretty visible across our country. It seems today that we are not only overfed, but undernourished at the same time. We know that sugar and artificial sweeteners have added to the addiction to these processed foods, and of course, with that, our failing health. Everything from dealing with diabetes and blood pressure and many of the cardiovascular diseases due to our weight and our unhealthy way of living, as well as our failing guts. Our guts are now more compromised than ever. And even sometimes when we decide to start gravitating toward a healthier way of living, a healthier way of eating, and mentally, you know, holding on to a healthier lifestyle, we've got to do some rebuilding. But we need to understand exactly what this, I guess, standard American diet is all about. And maybe take a good look to see if we have fallen privy to this whole idea of living this tastes good but not good for us way of living. So when people ask me on a regular basis, you know, they'll, and you'll even see it in the news as well, you know, what is the standard American diet? I mean, what is it? I mean, how do we react to this? I mean, what does it define, and how is it defined exactly? Well, I think if you had to list the factors or the individual parts of the standard American diet, it would be a diet that was very high in animal fat, a diet that's very high in unhealthy fats, a lot of the saturated, hydrogenated, and trans fats, a diet that is low in fiber, very high in processed foods, low in complex carbohydrates, and of course, low in plant-based foods. So do we have control over this? Of course we do. We choose the other way of eating because of the fact that it tastes good. They have found a way to make food taste good. And I think the funny thing is, something that I've learned over the last couple decades, even though our brains and our hearts know what our body should be eating, and our body knows what it truly wants us to be feeding it, our palates are our downfall. Our palates are actually running the show. You know, it wins out. That's the funny thing. It actually puts us into a category where it is in control of the foods we're eating. And every time we try to get healthy, you know, things don't taste the same because they don't have the sweetness and the real, if you will, quote unquote, addictive nature of processed foods. We don't stay with it very long, and we kind of slide right back into that processed way of eating. The thing is, if you change your diet long enough and you put up a good fight and you do the exercise and you put in some healthy probiotics and you drink the water and you get a good night's rest and you change your attitude, after a couple of weeks, your palate starts to come around. But I will say those first couple of weeks of the change, they're pretty difficult. We know that the standard American diet consists of this huge myriad pyramid of processed carbs and cereals and breads and pastas and cookies and cakes and processed meats and very few on the good side, the things that we were taught when we were growing up as a child, fresh fruits and veggies. What we eat today is truly our foundation. But the thing is, our foundation that we're building on today is empty. It is loaded with these hydrogenated oils and these high fructose corn syrups and this phytic acid and MSGs and lacking in every single area that we needed to be building in. And we're getting sicker as a nation, and we're getting more and more run down. We're getting more and more fatigued. Our body is exhausted. We really do not know maybe what direction we should be going in. And I think the biggest problem is we have adopted this way of eating, and it's become so commonplace that we do it kind of on autopilot. When we eat this kind of diet, when we gravitate toward these kinds of foods, the only thing good that our body is benefiting from it is the sensation that we create with the satisfaction on our tongue. Nutritionally, all of these foods do nothing to build the body. People say all the time, well, you know, how can I possibly be malnourished when I'm 100 pounds overweight? Well, it doesn't take rocket science to put weight on people. And it really is kind of a no-brainer situation that when you're on autopilot of eating a ton of processed foods and overstrapping the body and overtaxing the digestive system, you're still going to put on weight. But it doesn't mean that you're filling the voids. It doesn't mean that you're satisfying the needs of the things that your bodies need to be focusing on. It doesn't mean that you're rebuilding or rejuvenating or rehydrating or relubricating or fixing or plugging in and charging the batteries in our body. It just means that you're going through the motions of picking, cooking, or ordering and chewing and swallowing. It doesn't really mean that it's doing anything good for the body. The hard part about living this kind of a lifestyle today is that we have gotten very, very comfortable. Comfortable with everything from the norm today, which is obesity, and the other norm, which is just, you know, basically living in a world where everyone around us is, you know, fighting the bulge and fighting the unhealthy way of living as well. We have accepted that we could be unhealthy. We have accepted that we're feeling badly, and we have totally accepted that, seeing as we're not alone anymore, we're not standing out in a crowd, that we have, many of us, become the norm. I remember growing up when I was a child, and, you know, to see someone really unhealthy in the 30s, 40s, and 50s was rare, because most of the geriatric diseases that were out there were afflicting the, you know, older category. I talked about this many times on my other shows, as I remember going to family reunions, sitting there, and they would have the one or two picnic tables that were off to the side under the trees in the shade. And that would be the grandparents and the aunts and uncles and the older cousins and the moms and the dads, the older group, if you will. That was also the group over there that were having the walkers and the canes and the oxygen tanks and, you know, the medications and dealing with all of the medical problems because they were in the geriatric, older age, sickly, bad health, you know, kind of group. We didn't think about it when we were younger. We didn't think that we would have to deal with that. And, you know, upwards, many of us in our 30s and 40s kept thinking to ourselves, this is so far down the road. Sooner or later, I'm going to need to start focusing on this. But what has changed is the standard American diet that has stopped feeding and nourishing our body, has destroyed our digestive systems, has put us into a category where we assimilate and absorb virtually none of the nutrients. We have no trouble digesting the chemicals and the toxins and the pesticides and the preservatives and the fats, but we have not allowed our body to build and rebuild and colonize and develop a healthier inside of our body. We have gotten very unhealthy on the inside. So these one-time geriatric health problems that afflicted the at one time older group of our society, the walls have come down. The walls are no longer in a state where on one side you have the geriatric group and the other side you have all the rest of us. The wall is down. And what we have seen is a trickling effect. The at one time heart disease that affected people that were older are now affecting everybody from 20 years up. Diabetes that at one time was old age geriatric type 2 diabetes. Guess what? It's now just diabetes. And we are spoon and fork feeding ourselves into the unhealthiest state that this country has ever been in. Obviously, there are some things that come at us that are genetically predisposed. I get it. I know there's some things out there that are stress-based and things that are environmental that we might not be able to control. But when hands down, most of the things that we suffer with every day are due to our knife and our fork, our food choices, our inactivity, our inavailability of getting a good night's rest because we haven't looked into anything and we just accept that we're not sleeping. When we don't drink water, when we don't chew our food, when we don't utilize proper probiotics and digestive enzymes to rebuild our gut health, when we don't keep more of a positive attitude and we don't take the time to truly put ourselves into a healthy way of living, then the finger we're pointing needs to be pointed at ourselves. That being said, the realization and the reality check of realizing that we may be part of the culprit or a major culprit in this unhealthy way of living, we need to make sure that we're doing everything we can to possibly get as healthy as we possibly can as well. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this and all my segments, visit my show page at radiomd.com. I thank you for listening and for tuning in. Be well.